Henry the Hudson Whale is now joining us to tell us about the news from the past week in the Hudson River. Each week, we tell tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. This week, the Stevens Institute reports that temperatures in the Hudson River at Scodic Island were between 73 and 76 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. Yeah, it's going to be hot this week, eh, Henry? The Waterton Daily Times reports that New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation has more than $1 million in grants for local communities to address the Hudson River estuary. Most of the funding is to provide new or improved accessibility at new or existing access sites for boating, fishing, swimming, and wildlife-dependent recreation along the Hudson River. There is also a bit of money for education about the estuaries. New York communities can apply for the River Education and River Access online through the new NYS New York State Grants Gateway website with an August 22nd deadline. Rachel Lee Goldblatt reports at lowhud.com about Walter Gargashin, who helps stranded boaters on the Hudson River between the George Washington and Newburgh Beacon bridges. For 11 years, the now 52-year-old Gargashin has sailed the Hudson as the captain and owner of Sea Tow Central Hudson, a marine service that provides towing, battery jumps, and fuel to troubled boaters on the Hudson. Quote, "You break down and we'll come and get you," unquote, he said. Quote, "It's all part of our service. We help you out when you're in a pickle. The engine won't start? We'll zip out and come and grab you and bring you back," unquote. Boaters subscribe to his service, and then he comes if they are in need. Quote, "I see it much more as sort of a boating advocate," unquote, Gargashin said. Quote, "You'll get people interested in it, make them lifelong boaters. It just takes an edge off for people to know that we're out there," unquote. You can read that full story at lowhud.com. Ben Axelson reports at New York Upstate that amputee Dylan Wilson lost his prosthetic leg in the Hudson River while he was jet skiing last week. The prosthetic leg cost $127,000. And Wilson lost his leg to an infection in 2015. Quote, "It was like at one time I saw my life fall apart, and this was the second time because I knew once it was gone, I wouldn't be able to get another one," unquote, Wilson told WNYT-TV. So he called emergency responders and waited. The Corinth Fire Department soon arrived near Spear Falls. Quote, "We were basically told where it was dropped off. We dove there on several occasions to train, and we thought we had a chance," unquote, Chief Andy Kelly of Corinth Fire Department told the station. But the firefighters could not find the leg. Though 3 days later, with the help of the Hadley Luzerne Fire Department, ROG Scuba, Kraken Scuba, and the Water Horse Adventures, they found the leg on the riverbed about 15 feet below. Quote, "It was the first leg I've gotten and it was the only one I was going to get. So I'm very fortunate they found it," unquote, a relieved Wilson told WNYT. Yes, Henry, a good story to end this week's Hudson River stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.